and come down in a parachute. And the early ones just land in the water, but when he develops the system a little bit better, he plans on flying a helicopter and able to catch the booster when it's flying out of, you know, flying before it hits the water. He'll be able to land that booster on the deck of a ship and bring that back, refurbish it for reuse. Any comments? WS2M. All right, and if anybody gets a clear night, keep getting all these rainy days, but if you go out and, you know, at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, you look out to the south or southwest, and if you look up, you'll be able to see the brightest thing in the sky, which is Jupiter, in that area. And then off to the left, as you're looking at it, about 10 degrees, and each day that those degrees will shrink little by little, you'll see Saturn. You can tell it's not a star because it's not twinkling, but those two will come closer and closer together until the 22nd of December. They'll be literally right on top of each other. By eye, I don't think you're going to be able to tell the difference. It'll look like there's probably just one dot in the sky, or maybe with good eyes you'll be able to separate it. That'd be like the distance of 1/5 of the moon's diameter, that far apart. Most of you guys might be able to see. I got a bad cataract. It's got to look all blurry to me with glasses. Any comments or questions? Nothing heard. I'll turn it back to Dr. Roy. And thank everybody for listening. And if anybody wants to get on to the Limewalk ClubNet, Club InfoNet, tomorrow night, it's 8:30 on these repeaters. And that's always followed by Swap and Shop. Roy, over to you. ACTGS, WS2N.
AC2GS. Thank you very much, Paul. I put a link in my link page, roy.ac2gs.com, to the article about the water on the moon. I think it's the New York Times. It's a fascinating story. And once again, want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I want to thank certainly Andy, WA2CDL, for Andy's Corner, and Paul, WS2N, for the SpaceNet report, and everyone else who participated tonight. Remind everyone that if you have any questions and you can't log on to the technical net, the radio repeater, you can send it via email at mailbag@ac2gs.com. If you want to look at the link page, there's a whole bunch of articles that were mentioned in passing tonight. You can get there by typing into your browser, roy.ac2gs.com. And as always, Mike, KC2NJI, maintains a great archive of past technical nets going as far back as September of 2006. That's at amateurradio.tv. And as I often end these technical nets, I do tonight with a bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men that I know, Dick K2RIW. And that's be kind to each other. It's a good suggestion in general, and especially now in our coronavirus era, the new normal, as they say. So please be safe. Don't be fearful. Don't hide, but don't make believe it's gone, because it ain't. It's coming back in strength around the country. I'm hoping that New York is spared most of it. Doesn't look good for the country for the short haul, but keep our fingers crossed. And I want to remind everyone, Election Day is Tuesday. Please, if you haven't gone out to vote, if you haven't mailed your ballots, please, in a safe manner, go and vote. Voting is a right, a privilege, and a responsibility. So please, everyone, go out and make your opinion known. This is AC2GS. wishing you a safe week, and I hope you'll all be back here next Sunday night when we'll do it all over again. So this is AC2GS Clear.
KD2OGB Mobile. Roy, you've got some very powerful words of wisdom. I absolutely love it.
Thank you, Craig. I'm just talking from the heart here.
Yep, there you go. Wanted to ask you something, but had a double this afternoon, so I couldn't. But, I mean, I could ask you now, but I'll actually wait till next Sunday if I'm not busy. But hope everything's going well with you. Just left Ronkonkoma Yard, headed on home for the night.
Yeah, things are going well with me. I hope things are going well with you as well.
Things are going well for me. Hope you had a good and safe Halloween. And of course, always be kind, be safe, and of course, be smart. I'll continue on my journey home and take a listen to something else. Carry on, Roy, AC2GS, KD2OGB Mobile, Ronkonkoma.
Okay, Craig, we wrapped up our technical debt for tonight, so I'm going to be going clear and package the audio archives and send them out to Mike for amateurradio.tv.
Roger that. Carry on, KD2OGB Mobile, QSY.
Job as usual, Roy. Enjoyed it. And want to be completely non-politically here and urging everyone to vote. I will just say, let the best man and woman win. 73, Roy, WB2BX.
Thank you very much, Frank, and I agree with you. I'm hoping that most people will be happy come whenever the final numbers are counted up. But most important, you can't complain if you don't play. So if you don't vote, you have no real right to complain about whoever it is who's running things.
I can make is that about 50% of the people are going to be unhappy with the outcome. So anyway, Roy, I know you probably have to get up for work in the morning. WB2BXO again.
Well, one of the problems is if you look at the numbers, at least the 2016, I think it was something like 53% of eligible voters didn't even bother voting, which is a very, very sad thing.
Yeah, good point. It looks like that number is going to be unusually low this time. I don't know whether it's going to be 25% instead of 50%. But so far it looks like that number is going to be a lot lower, and that may be one of the few good things that comes out of this whole mess.
Well, one of the theories in economics is that the overall individuals might not be very smart, they say, but large populations are geniuses. So I hope we turn into geniuses.
Yes, normally that works. Normally the electorate makes reasonably good what the economists call satisficing decisions. You know, and I think many doctoral dissertations are going to be written on this period. What could I say?
Well, I mean, there's way too many books already about this period, and considering it hasn't been finished, I think it's a wee bit premature. I mean, you could go broke buying everyone's book on this subject, and I'm assuming that in the next 10 years or 15 or 20 years, there'll be 10 or 20 times that many books produced.
Y2H. You still awake, Lou? KD2O, GB Mobile.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong tab on the iPhone and lost the connection for a minute. Anyway, yeah, well, what I'm talking about is there'd be a lot of more scholarly research on it than just the quick books by people who are involved. Anyway, 7-3, it looks like somebody else wants to get in here for a QSO. WB2BXO is gone.
Okay, 73, Frank, and this is AC2GS. Once again, clear. You have the repeater, Craig.
I was looking for Lou, but was that going... I was looking basically to see if things were going through on my phone, but for some reason I couldn't tap into one of the repeaters.
What, you mean the Echolink? The Echolink's running reasonably well. Frank WB2BXO has been talking on it right now.
I looked at it on my phone. I was able to hook up to one of them, but I didn't hear anything being received, though.
Well, did you hook up to W2VL-R? Because there are some... There are some things like W2KPQL that I don't think have a signal.
That's probably what I tapped into. Oh, well.
Well, at least you learned something.
Whatever. And unfortunately, what I was listening to a few minutes ago wasn't my flavor, and plus, it snapped to me that I needed Lou anyway, but at least I got the answer I was looking for. But I'll let you know what my mind is on for next Sunday. So carry on once again, Roy. Sorry to bother you. KD2OGB Mobile.
No problem, Craig. No problem. Have a safe week.
You too, KD2OGB Mobile clear. Oh.